All right, Coach, we'll start with an opening statement, and we'll open up the questions.
Well, this kind of seems like that's the way the year is going. You know, as I've said before, there's a very thin margin of error for this team, and it reared its head. Just like I told the guys after the game, we had a chance to kick a go-ahead field goal right before half. We get ours blocked. They make their 56-yard field goal there at the end. We have a chance to maybe where they don't get the ball back with the score tied, and we get an inexplicable offensive pass interference on a guy that's out on side that's supposed to be running deep, meaning he's not even supposed to be there. So then we have a couple of drops. The third down, you know, their last scoring drive that they went down and scored, we got them third down. They throw it to the back. We got a guy on the back. We miss the tackle in the backfield. He makes the first down. They go score. Just not much room for error, and really frustrating. I think the kids are playing hard. It's not effort. Right now, we just got to make one more play. We're not good enough to make one more play. We had some real screw-ups on offense. Basically, when the game got tight, they were all freshmen. I mean, guy don't turn up with a pitch. Guy gets a pass interference. Guy turns the guy loose in pass protection down on the goal line coming out with a call. All freshmen. So it's tough. And the way the game was going, you didn't want to miss your turn.
Thanks, Coach. Questions, please?
Despite, I guess, kind of the frustration of what's going on offensively, you played a very good defensive team today and were able to move the ball and run for the first time, you know, well since the two-lane.
Well, you could recognize our offense again. It looked like what we used to doing. And, yeah, we've played some good defenses. I mean, they come in number six in the country, and, you know, I don't know what we averaged per play, but it had to be pretty good because we didn't run, but we didn't have the ball much. 55 plays, 490 yards, so it's a pretty good average. It's about 8 yards a play. So, but you got to score more points. 31's more than 28. We didn't get enough. Only got 7 in the second half.
Coach, you had mentioned earlier about lacking the big plays. What did they click on offense?
We just execute a little better. I think Marcus Marshall is a little more athletic. Patrick Scove is a really hard-nosed, tough kid. He's really tough, and he's going to get you some hard runs, and Marcus is probably going to get you more big runs. He needs to learn to hold on to the ball. Although we got two of our fastest guys in the open, and they caught them both. JT got open in the first half, and Marcus there in the third quarter, and they caught them both.
Are you a little stunned just by the way things have sort of unraveled this year?
I don't know about stunned. I think just flustered, you know. The way that game ended was just kind of like a perfect way that the season's gone. You know, the guy makes it from 56 yards, and we got a guy running free right up the middle, and the ball just kind of goes right through his arms. I mean, you know, if you're any luckier, maybe he blocks it and you run it back and win the game. Or there at the end, if we make a couple of catches, at least we get to kick a field goal, maybe, or try one to see. It's, I'm stunned that we're not better in some areas of the team than we are.
I mean, I know you never, you know, predict a season or anything. You go week to week, but in the fact that at the start of the year somebody said you guys might not go to a bowl game, that's something I would imagine would have never been in here.
I knew the schedule was pretty tough. But, no, I never thought about that. I don't ever think about losing to anybody. I think about trying to win every game, and I always will. It's just me. I'm pretty competitive. But I really thought going into the season that the defense and the offensive line and the special teams would have to carry us a little bit until the young kids on offense got their feet under them. And then it got worse on offense because we got so many of them hurt. And You know, we had all our kickers and holders and everybody coming back, and that's been abysmal, you know. And when I say abysmal, you know, last week we got beat pretty good. Other than that, we've had a chance to win every game or been in every game. We get down to the end and we can't make a play. You know, we just don't make a play. I mean, the last series coming out off the goal line, I think we missed a couple reads. And we hadn't missed them all day. You know, but it's when you have to have them, we don't do it. The pass protection is an enigma to me. I mean, we were straight gap turn back protection. It don't get any easier than that. How you can bust that and let guys run through. I mean, even at the end, I saw we had two guys turned the wrong way. I mean, there's some personal accountability that goes in that. You know, I'm ultimately responsible, but there's some other cats that are accountable too.
Defensively, I imagine they lined up and kind of smashed you in the second half. I imagine that'd be pretty disappointing with your your core group of defensive guys there with the D-line and your older linebackers.
Well, right now, we're not very good on defense. I mean, face it, facts are facts. We're probably from 10th to 14th in every category in the league. That's what we are. So, you know, got to find a way to get better. And having said that, we had our chances. We missed some tackles. You know, it's hard to believe, but we had coverage to – we were trying to double 23. We had him doubled on the post. He caught for a touchdown, or supposed to be doubled. The last play on fourth down, he was supposed to be bracketed and doubled or whatever. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to give him credit. He made plays. You got to cover him. If two guys can't cover him, it's tough. Our eyes on defense, guessing plays, looking in the backfield. That's how you give up big play action plays. You guess and you look in the backfield. We did a little better on that, actually, because the last 2 weeks we've given up 15 big plays. I don't think they had that many today. They probably had 5 or 6.
Anything else?
You may have touched on this, I apologize, but it looked like the perimeter for much of the game would have been.
It's okay. I mean, I thought we fought. We did okay. We didn't break any long pitches. The guys catching them got to run better, too. You can't just let the first guy that comes to you tackle you every time. You know, it's not going to be clean to the end zone. It's not against the rules to cut back and make somebody miss or outrun them or do some of that. You know, most of our speed guys are standing over there with us, hurt.
And DeMond, was he?
Couldn't go. Practiced all week. At the end of the week, got in warm-ups, couldn't go.
And then Broderick, he went from probably playing that.
Couldn't go. Those things come out on Thursday. You're going to get all kinds of answers you asked me before Thursday. They all come to practice every day. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Coach, other than ball security with Marcus, has there been anything else that's limited his playing time so far this year?
Who?
Marcus.
Marcus Marshall?
Mm-hmm.
I think just being a freshman and blocking and ball security and some of that, I mean, he's got ability and we think he's going to be a really good player. But, you know, he's played, probably 5 games in college now or 4. He missed a couple. But you can see he's got good feet. I think he's got a chance to be good. I think our freshmen have a chance to be good, but they're freshmen against good teams.
2 more questions. Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.